the truth. This is Truth is Holy with Ken Jones. Now, here's Ken.
Good morning. This is Ken Jones, Truth is Holy. This is my first show. I'm so happy and excited in the Lord to be able to have this broadcast. I pray that you will get the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the holiness of God with the presence of God, that it will be emanated through from the Word of God, for truth is holy, and truth is God. I'd like to turn your attention to Matthew 3:6. I'm going to talk, and I see it's befitting today to open the show with the newness of life, a beginning. It's a live show, and you can call at 904-401-1413. I stand ready for your calls. Confession. Matthew 3:6 says, and they were being baptized by him in the river Jordan as they confessed their sins. My beginning was January 11th, 1990. The Lord came for me, scared me out of my house with my wife and children. And I've never been the same. And I know that many of you have a new birth testimony. And I want to take this time to talk about confession. We need to confess our sins, our faults to our families, our loved ones, our wives, to our brothers and sisters that are in Christ. If we confess our sin, as 1 John 1:9 says, that he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And I just want to ask you a question. Do you love the truth? Because if you love the truth, you'll live the life. And if you live the life, it's because you know the way. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Are you one that always makes excuses when it comes to confession? Then that's self-deception, self-righteousness. That's the sin nature that is against the truth. Do you choose people and popularity over God? Deceiving yourself. In Luke 18:10-14, Jesus gave a parable and said, two men went to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a publican. I want to hear from you. 904-401-1413. Have you been in the newness of life? Have you experienced the new birth of Christ? Are you standing in judgment? I believe that there's three reasons why people do not confess. Number one is because the sin is good and it feels good. It satisfies our sensual nature. Number two is that I believe that they hate God, or we are at enmity with God. And number three, as we find in Luke 18, that we're self-righteous. The Pharisee said, as he stood and was praying to himself, he says, well, I thank God that I'm not like other people. Fornicators, adulterers. Well, those are the people that God are looking for. He is looking for sinner. And I am, like Paul, chief sinner. I thank God for the newness of life, for having the understanding that when I was a child, I spake as a child, I acted like a child, I behaved as a child. But now that I'm a man, that I'm full of age in Christ, I seek not my own will, for I've learned that milk is for those who are discovering self, and meat are for those who have denied self and who are in the process of denying self. We have to understand that for God to bless us, we have to therefore confess our sins one to another, as James 5:16 says, and pray for one another so that you may be healed. And the reason being because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And we need to understand that we need in the body of Christ to confess our sins. The only thing that separates us from God, from his presence, from us worshiping with him, is sin. We need to understand that we cannot keep concealing our transgression. Proverbs 28:13 says that he who conceals his transgression will not prosper. Do you want to prosper? Start confessing. Start reconciling with your children, your family, your wife, your church, the body of Christ. Do that which is right, and the Lord will bless you. Seek not your own wisdom. Seek not your own way. But it is God and his will, because you're standing in a holy body, and there's no sin in God's body. Indeed, you do things secretly. David said to Nathan, I've sinned against the Lord, after sinning with Bathsheba and killing Uriah. And Nathan said to David, the Lord has taken away your sin, and you shall not die. Howbeit, by the deeds that thou have given a great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan, then he departed into his house, and the Lord struck the child. Let us not give an occasion to the devil. When you do wrong, confess. I'm going to start with myself as we get ready to take the calls. 904-401-1413, that I may allow you to see inside of me, to be intimate with me. For judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the sinner and the ungodly appear? I was a babe. I got caught up. The Lord saved me. He wasn't moving as fast enough with my wife. And so I divorced because I didn't have the knowledge. Paul says in Romans 10, brethren, my heart desire to God is that Israel might be saved. But they have a knowledge, but not according to righteousness. I knew God. He called me, but I was a baby. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:1-3, as I read this, and I, brethren, were not able to speak to you as those who are spiritual, but as to those who are carnals, even as babes in Christ. Verse 2, I gave you milk to drink, not meat, for you were not able to receive spiritual meat, and neither are you able now, for you're still carnal. For since envy and contention and division are amongst you, are you not carnal? And I was carnal. And years later, I was still reconciling and asking God for reconciliation to my wife. And I was visiting a church where I had just been visiting as an ordained minister, former pastor, and the pastor said, "Is there anyone in here who is transgressing against the Lord?" I stood up. I raised my hand first, and I stood up. And it doesn't matter. These people did not know who I were. I didn't know any of them, new to the city, not knowing. Nobody else did. And I went and confessed to the pastor, "Hey, I'm living in adultery away from my wife. And I'm not coming into the pulpit. I have to do that which is right so the Lord can bless me." And I thank God for sending the spirit of reconciliation that I was able to remarry my wife and be made whole. Sometimes, church, people of God, we have to do that which is right, even though it means that we have to go and clean up where we messed up. This is why I can hear David saying this, "Lord, cleanse me, for my sins are ever before you." In Psalms 32:3, he said, "When I kept silent about my sin, my body, my mind, my soul wasted away through my groaning all day." In Psalms 32:5, he says, "I acknowledge my sins to you, and my iniquities did I hide. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and you forgave me the guilt of my sin." Are you suffering with anxiety today? Listen to David, a man after God's own heart. He said, "I will confess my iniquities, and I'm full of anxiety because of my sin." Psalms 38:18. I ask that we, the people of God, will come righteous and holy before his presence with singing, but you have to put down your harp, you have to put down your guitar, you have to put down your trumpet until you confess. And I thought it would be so befitting to open a show with where God came into our lives. And we remember, mine was January 11th, 1990. And I've never been the same. Yes, never been the same. I thank God. The phone lines are open. I thank God that 1 John 4:15, we are God's and Christ. When we acknowledge Christ, then are we his whenever we confess that Jesus is the Son of God. God abides in him and he in God. That everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. The call lines are 904-401-1413. Feel free to call. I love God, and I pray that God will expand the boundaries. Father, as we pray, I pray, God, that you expand my boundaries around me for this new show and for the people that you will touch as you transmit your power of the holiness of your joy. People are laying on their bed of affliction, waiting for touch, waiting for confirmation. Lord, I pray. We know that your will be done, but we want to be a part of your will. We don't want to walk in deception. We don't want to lean to our own understanding. But we want to, in all our ways, acknowledge you so that you can direct our paths. Bless the Truth Is Holy, the show that is your name, because you are the truth. Bless, O God, I pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. Confession. We ask God that you are being bold in Christ to have enough strength to confess God and not be judgmental. As we look at the Luke 18:10, where I started earlier, two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this fellow standing by, the publican. Let me tell you, Lord, how I am justified before you. Verse 12, he says, I fast twice a week. I give my tithes of all I possess, all of my herbs, all of my farmery. I give my good to the poor. I am just and I am self-righteous. Verse 13 says that the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner. The master says, and I love the way my master teaches. He says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalts himself shall be brought down and made low. And everyone that humbles himself shall be exalted. Would you be humble enough this morning to confess openly but in secretly in the confines of your home, hidden behind the walls of your house? Would you be so kind to confess and then hopefully you will be able to stand before the world and before your brothers and sisters, and confess that you may be back and reconciled in the fellowship of God. The Lord says, as David, a man after God's own heart, wrote in Psalm 66:18, David had to come to a realization. He said in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Iniquity's purpose is imperfection and is against God's purpose. For believers, prayer to be answered, we must come clean to God and to God's will. We have no right to do our will. We have been bought with a price, and the price is Jesus' precious blood. The importance of worship and for it to be effective is that you may lift up holy hands as you come before His Majesty, who is supreme and the effervescence of eternal life, who is grace, who is mercy, who is forgiveness, that we may come boldly before his throne with exceeding great joy, knowing that we have cast our cares upon him, for he cares for us. For your prayer and your worship to be effective, you must confess your faults. The hindrance to worship is sin. That's why the prayer is not being receptive. Many of you that are of age, remember we used to have the little TVs and the little antenna. We had to keep fine-tuning, turning the rabbit ears, and this way, that way, until we can get a nice signal. Now, if something is clogging up your signal, and you feel alienated from God, it is because of sin and the unconfessed sin. Your beauty will return to you as you clean your mind and purify your heart. Beauty is a pure heart. Matthew 5:8 says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And we know that in Hebrew 5:14 and Hebrew 12:14, it says this, "But strong meat belong to them that are full of age, even those who by reason of us have their senses exercised to discern both that which is good and that which is evil." But there is a prerequisite. Hebrew 12:14 says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, for without no man shall see the Lord." So as we look at this parable of the Pharisee and the publican, as I stated first, the sin that we do, why we don't confess, is because it is good. It feels good. It satisfies our sinful nature. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus. We need to understand, to be justified, yes, Christ died for us, and we're justified, sanctified in him. We took on his righteousness. He took on our sin. Yes. But our minds have to be changed that we make sure that we're not so heavenly high that we're no earthly good. And I beg you this morning, drop the Pharisaic doctrine. For Jesus said, "Unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven." The church leaders, do that which is right, that the Lord may bless you. Walk in holiness. Walk in the love of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. Don't be self-righteous. Don't keep enjoying sin. The Bible said Moses was in Pharaoh's house, but he didn't want to enjoy sin for a season. He rebuked it. It was detestable unto him. For he was called unto his brother. For God has a purpose for you as if he had for Moses, as if he has for me. Tell me about it. Tell God about it. Confess your sins. If you say that you have no sin, according to 1 John 1:8, then you're deceiving yourself, and the truth is not in you. I witness to many people, and I tell them, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And they say, I don't sin. I have no sin. Well, you're deceiving yourself. Don't make excuses when it comes to confession. Remember when God came and sanctified your soul. That means set you apart. Set you in the body of his beloved. Leaning not to your own understanding, but understanding that it is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his sheep, the sheep of his pasture. And we are to enter into his gates with praise and into his courts with thanksgiving and then be thankful unto him and bless his name. I look, as I recall, in the 15th chapter of John, verse 1, he says that I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh it away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I'm the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit. God has set us here, God's anointed people, to be fruit inspectors. We don't judge, the word of God judges. But he said, you'll know the tree by the fruit it bear. A good tree cannot bring forth corruptible fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. But you shall know the tree by the fruit it bears. We thank God for being fruit inspectors. When we see our brother overtaken in a fault, we're supposed to go and address. Brethren, considering it could have been yourself, would you be kind and loving? Turning from the world, for whosoever loveth the world is an enemy against God. Would you not love the world nor the things that are in the world? Abide and remain in holiness. And please, always remember, the truth will set you free. The truth is the way. The truth is the life. The truth is the way. And you won't be able to know the way if you can't tell the truth. And you cannot tell the truth if you're not living the life. Because the only Christ the world will ever see is the Christ through you. Remember, I thank you for this opportunity that has been presented by the Lord God as I come to the end of my show. I ask God, the truth is holy. God bless you, and may he keep you, is my prayer. Amen.
Thank you for your prayerful gifts of support. You can send your gifts to Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. That's Christ Zion, Inc., P.O. Box 62256, Jacksonville, Florida, 32208. Reach us by phone, 904-203-4497. That's 904-203-4497. Follow us on Facebook at Christ Zion, Inc. That's Christ with an S. Thank you for listening to Truth is Holy. Ken Jones, Christ Zion. Principles for Daily Living. Because He cares. If you do that which is right, the Lord will bless you. And remember, all God, all day, all the time, live holy. God bless you.